Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com.
The Word of God recorded by the prophet Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 2. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. Are you afraid of the dark? If so, you are not alone. Whether we like to admit a true fear or not, there are things that are scary about the dark. We can't see where we are going, and we can't identify hazards that might be surrounding us. Darkness that is so enveloping keeps us from knowing what is going on around us and sometimes puts us in danger. How comforting, then, that in today's Bible verse, God describes His Son, our Savior, as a great light in the darkness. Jesus is the light that came to illuminate the way for those who couldn't see where they were going. That's us. We were all living in the darkness of sin, unable to see our way out, unable to find the path to eternal life, unable to even see the dangers that are all around us. This verse tells us we were not just living in physical darkness and ignorance, but we were living in the land of the shadow of death. In other words, we were on the path to hell. This is much more serious than feeling a little lost in a dark house or worrying about imaginary monsters hiding under our bed. When Jesus came into this world to live a perfect life, suffer and die for the sins of the world, and rise again, He secured our salvation and revealed it to us. That's why Jesus is called the light. He made a way out of our darkness, and He guides us on the way to heaven. We no longer have to wander around in the darkness and guilt of our sin. Thank God for caring enough about us that He sent the light to save us from the darkness. Dear Heavenly Father, thank You for rescuing us from the darkness of sin and for leading us on the path that leads to heaven. Help us always trust You to guide us. In Jesus, our light's name, we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.